Yeah, I think that's it. And I, you know, look, realistically, the Jazz are loaded, and getting a pick in the 24 to 30 range, are you're really looking in most drafts at marginal rotation players here. Obviously, they got Rudy down there, and you can strike gold, but it's not typically the case that you're going to strike gold, especially in this draft where I just don't feel that. I feel all the strength of the draft is at the top of the draft, not lower down in the draft. And I think the Jazz are looking at a number of players in part because it's going to be really unpredictable. After you get past pick 14, guys are all over different boards in different spaces, and trying to have a really accurate gauge of who's going to be there at 24 and 30, I think is a difficult process for teams to figure out. They like a lot of guys. They like DJ Wilson. They like Kyle Kuzma. They like Tony Bradley, as I said before, Frank Jackson. There's a lot of different players that could work for them. But it's really unclear which of them will actually be on the board when they draft.
Let me ask you, let's say Dennis Lindsay and Quinn Snyder have a wild hair that they want to move up a little bit. What do you think would be the prospects, or how far could you go if you were, let's say you packaged 24 and 30 and maybe a future pick together? How far in this draft, because as you said, it's pretty lottery heavy, how far up do you think the Jazz might be able to get with just the draft picks?
Very, very hard to get into the lottery right now. Not with just draft picks. If they want to put Dante Exum in a deal or something like that, then of course I think that they could move up there. But just to give you at least a little bit of perspective, the Lakers shopped D'Angelo Russell to every team in the lottery, and every single team in the lottery said no.
Wow.
This was the number two pick in the draft 2 years ago, that gives you at least some feel of maybe how they felt about D'Angelo Russell, who, by the way, didn't actually have that bad a season this year. I actually thought he played really well in the second half of the season, but also just tells you how teams are valuing these lottery picks right now.